Ahoy!
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty How Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I am Silver! Forward!
It was about noontime when young Russ Bailey arrived at the Broken Arrow Ranch House.
Oh boy.
Quickly he dismounted.
Steady.
Unsaddled the big rangy buckskin and turned the horse into the corral.
Get.
Closing the gate, young Bailey placed his big stock saddle on the top rail and made his way across the yard. As he came up to the big sprawling veranda, the door of the house opened and Jeannie Lawrence came out to greet him.
Hello there.
Jeannie.
Well, looks as though you didn't waste any time getting out here. Or haven't you heard?
Of course I've heard. Everybody in the valley's heard, but... Jeannie, you're not going to stand there and tell me it's true.
Come on inside, Russ. Maybe you'd like to get it straight from Dad himself.
But listen, Jeannie, what about us? I mean... Oh, hello, Mr. Lawrence.
Howdy, Russ. You look some upset.
Upset? Well, golly,
oh,
if you...
Sit down, son. Sit down.
Everybody in town is saying how you went to Banker Allen, and he turned you down for...
No, you just hold on a minute, boy. There's nothing wrong with Allen. I know this ranching business as well as he knows the banking business. I wouldn't need a loan in the first place.
But they said you'd put the place up for sale, that you were selling out, going back east.
That's about the size of it, Russ.
But, Mr. Lawrence, what about Jeannie and me? Well, here we've been planning all along.
Sometimes, boy, people have to change their plans.
Oh, we are going to be married this fall.
Oh, please, Russ, you've got to understand.
But I don't understand. If you folks can't get the money you need from Allen, why don't you let my dad help you? He'd be more than glad to do it.
I know he would, Russ. Your dad has been a mighty staunch friend and a fine neighbor. But like Jeannie says, you've got to understand, boy.
Understand? What?
That I am a hopeless failure in this ranching business.
That's nonsense.
Well, maybe it's nonsense, but it's true. Your dad and I came to Indian Valley pretty near 25 years ago. We started out even. For 25 years, he's been going ahead, I've been going backwards.
But you've had lots of bad luck.
And lots of bad judgment. No, Russ, I'm getting out. Getting out while I can still scrape up enough to pay off what I owe.
Golly, I don't know what to say.
Jeannie knew what to say when I told her the news.
Dad, please.
Jeannie? What do you mean?
Well, Jeannie's got a notion she'd like to stay in Indian Valley. Sort of make her home here.
Well, sure. That's what we were figuring all along.
You're a good deal like your dad, Russ. You're the kind of a fellow that just naturally makes things turn out, see?
I don't get what you're driving at, Mr. Lawrence.
Well, in a way, it was Jeannie's idea. Like I said, she favors the notion of staying out here. Me, I've got my mind all made up to go on back east.
You said that.
Uh-huh. I also said that the place was for sale, didn't I?
What? Say, you mean you think I could buy this outfit and... Golly, that's a wonderful idea.
You'd make something out of it, I reckon. More than I've done. And Jeannie, well, she can tell you how she feels, I suppose.
Would you, Jeannie? I mean...
Yes, Russ, I couldn't want a greater happiness.
Oh, golly!
Now. Before you two get to making any big plans, you'd better let Russ go home and talk to Cash about it. I reckon he'd want some say in the matter.
Don't worry. He'll loan me the money to get started. I know he will.
You better be sure first. They don't call him Cash Bailey for nothing. And I reckon if he likes the idea, he'll furnish the money. And if he don't, well, you'll be out of luck, that's all.
Oh, I've as good as got it right now. But they said in town that you were asking $35,000 for the ranch.
Uh-huh. Biggest part of that goes to the bank, though. Won't be much left when I get through paying off.
That price include the stock and tools?
Takes in everything. The whole works.
Oh, sounds like dinner's ready. You'd better come and eat with us, Russ, huh?
Eat nothing. I'm heading for home as fast as that old buck horse will take me. See you later, folks. I got business to take care of. But, Dad, gee whiz, for that kind of money, it's a bargain.
Yeah, I reckon maybe it is. But when a fella ain't got a red cent to his name, he ain't got no business going in debt for $35,000.
You don't figure I'd make a go of it any more than Jim Lawrence did, huh?
Didn't say that.
Then why won't you loan me the money?
You don't seem to realize how much it takes to stack up $35,000, boy.
Oh. Well, all right, Ted. That's the way it is.
Now, I tell you what you do. You go into town and sit down and have a talk with Clem Allen. He's in the banking business, and that's part of his job, to lend money to people, see?
He wouldn't lend Mr. Lawrence $5,000. What makes you think he'd loan me $35,000?
He doesn't figure Lawrence is a good risk, and I suppose he'd rather have a lot out on a good risk than a little on a bad one. See what I'm getting at?
I suppose so.
Oh, no. Tell you what, I'm heading for town right now. How'd it be if I was to go in and have a talk with Allen, huh? Sure wouldn't do no harm. Now, would it, huh?
No, I suppose it wouldn't.
Well, I'll tell him you'll be in sometime this afternoon or in the morning. See you later, son.
Sure. Sure, you bet, and thanks. Thanks a lot, Dad.
It was nearly sundown when the Lone Ranger met his young friend and nephew, Dan Reed, at the bend in the river.
Oh, Victor, steady boy. Easy, fella. Easy, fella.
Easy, Silver. Steady, big fella. Where's Tonto, Dan?
I left him in town. He said he'd be along in just a few minutes.
You came up pretty fast. I wondered if anything were wrong.
Not with Tonto or me, but there's something wrong just the same. There's been a killing, and Tonto wanted to check up on something before joining us.
Tell me what happened.
I couldn't get all the details because everyone was pretty excited. A rancher by the name of Cash Bailey was murdered from ambush.
Bailey?
Yes, do you happen to know him?
Know who he is. One of the original settlers in the valley.
They were getting a posse together to hunt for the killer.
Do they have any idea who to look for?
Look, sir, a rider coming this way. Are we going to get out of sight?
No, Dan. He must have seen us while we've been talking here beside the trail. I'll wait and see who it is. You said the townsmen were getting a posse together. What else did you learn?
Not very much, but I think Tonto may have found out something. He told me to ride out here fast and meet you and that he'd be along soon. Golly, if this man is one of the posse and he sees you wearing a mask...
He doesn't act like a posse man, just loafing along at a slow trot. Howdy.
Oh. Howdy, boy. Howdy yourself. I suppose I should ask you what the mask's for, but I reckon it isn't necessary.
You're the first man I've met who's taken that attitude. Usually people are more curious.
Yeah? Well, I'm not. As far as I'm concerned, your business is your own. From the looks of that outfit you're riding, that white stallion, the silver-mounted saddler, I reckon business must be pretty good, huh?
I like the business I'm in.
Maybe I ought to get in it. Maybe things would be different today if I was an owl hoot.
Oh? What things, for instance?
Never mind. Hey, rider coming yonder. Coming fast, too.
Yes, we've been waiting for him. He's a friend of ours.
Three of you, huh? Say, that fella rides like an Indian.
He is an Indian.
Thought so. Well, I'll be getting along. If I run into any nice big reward notices for a gent that wears a black mask and rides a big white stallion, I'll come back looking for you.
Now, wait a minute. Why should you be interested in reward notices? Are you a lawman?
Me? I'm not that smart, I reckon. If I was smart, I'd be where you are, breaking the law, likely with my saddlebags full of money.
You didn't seem to be heading anywhere in particular, were you?
Nope. Just riding. Just heading yonder.
Oh, Oscar! Oh, fella! Oh, fella! Kimosabe!
Aye, Kimosabe. What did you learn about that killing, Tonto?
Me think me learn plenty. Me find out that...
What killing?
Oh, this is my friend, Tonto. Your name is...
Bailey. Russ Bailey.
Bailey? What? Were you in town today?
Just left there about 2 hours ago. Why?
I'll tell you later. Right now, I'd like to speak to my friends alone a moment. Do you mind?
Well, what do you...
It'll be only a moment, Russ. Over here, Tonto. Dan, come along.
Get him out, Scott.
Come on, boy.
It's a strange acting combination. Huh. Even the kid's looking at me kind of funny. Wonder what's up.
For perhaps 5 minutes, the Lone Ranger talked with Tonto and Dan Reed by the trail side. Then the trio returned to the spot where young Russ Bailey was waiting patiently.
Well, what are you gents giving me the once-over for? What kind of funny business you been cooking up over there? Say, what about that killing you mentioned?
I'll answer your questions in just a moment, Russ, but first I'd like to ask you a couple.
Yeah? Not what?
Steady, boy. My friend Tonto heard about you and the Lawrence girl. How you'd plan to be married.
Oh. Well, I suppose that's common knowledge now. Reckon everybody knows that Jim Lawrence is figuring to sell out and go back east.
And what about the girl? Is she going back east?
I reckon.
It's being said around town that you tried to borrow the money from your father to buy Lawrence's ranch.
So?
Did your father turn you down?
Yeah. Said he wasn't in the banking business for me to go see Banker Allen.
Oh?
Even said he'd stop in at the bank this afternoon and put in a good word for me.
I happen to know that he did that, Russ.
Sure. That's all the good it did. I just came from town and old man Allen turned me down cold.
It's only 3 or 4 miles to town from here. You said you'd left there a couple of hours ago.
What about it? That any of your business?
Perhaps. Where have you been?
Now, see here, Mr. Masked Man.
Answer me.
Well, I rode out to the Broken Arrow. Saw Jeannie and her dad. Told them what had happened. And then just rode on up.
Look, riders come.
Yes, come on. We've got to clear out of here quickly.
See you fellas again.
You're going with us.
Maybe later I might join up with you, but
Listen to me, Russ. Those riders are part of a sheriff's posse. They're looking for a man they think is a murderer.
Yeah? You still ain't told me about that killing.
I'd rather not tell you now if it could be avoided. I guess I'll have to tell you.
What do you mean?
Your father's been murdered, Russ.
What? Dad. No. No, I won't believe it.
Those men in the posse believe it. They know it. They know he was killed from ambush. And every man in that posse thinks you killed him. Come on. I'll tell you the rest later.
Get him, Silver!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now, to continue our story. Darkness had fallen over the hill country. By hard riding and the skilled tactics of the Indian Tonto, the Lone Ranger and his friends, accompanied by young Russ Bailey, had eluded the sheriff's posse. A little later, the party of horsemen reined up at the Lone Ranger's campsite.
Oh, sir. Oh, fella.
Pretty slick spot you got for a camp.
Pretty big fella.
I think you'll be safe enough here until Tonto and I return.
Safe enough? I don't care about being safe. Don't you suppose I'm just as interested in finding whoever killed my dad as you are?
Yes, I know you are. But you might take unnecessary chances, Russ.
I don't care about that.
I do.
In the first place, I still don't know who you fellas are. Either you or this Injun, or both of you, know something you're not telling me.
Russ, we have a very good reason to believe that you're innocent. But we'll need your help to prove it.
I'm more than willing to help.
Good. For the time being, we want you to stay here in this camp, out of sight, with Dan Reed.
Mind telling me what you're going to do?
Right now, I'm going to the Broken Arrow to speak to Jim Lawrence and his daughter.
Jeannie, I wonder what she thinks.
What would people naturally think? You try to borrow money from your father, he refuses to loan it to you?
I felt pretty bitter about it. Then my dad gets ambushed, and I turn up missing. But Jeannie, she knows I wouldn't do anything like that.
No one knows until it's been proved. Come on, Tonto.
You ready?
Dan, you better take care of your horse and Russ's.
I will.
Steady, big fella.
I'll picket them down by the riverbank.
Adios.
Adios.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode away, Dan Reed unsaddled the horses he and Russ Bailey had ridden into camp and led them off toward the riverbank. A few minutes later, returning to the camp, the boys stopped suddenly at the sound of strange voices ahead in the darkness. Cautiously, the boy crept closer to the camp.
If you ain't guilty, then what was you running away for?
You're talking like a pack of crazy fools.
Everybody knows how you tried to borrow money from old Cash, and how he turns you down.
And you got turned down at the bank, too. All right, I admit that. But that doesn't prove I killed my father.
I reckon that won't be hard to prove. Now, come on, you're going to town with us right now.
First, what about them friends of yours? Where'd they go to?
I gotta get out of here.
You had a pretty good hideout here, but... Hey, listen.
Somebody running away. Down towards the river. Come on, let's get him.
Right, come on. Come on, Victor.
There he is. Let him have it.
Now, Jeannie, there ain't no sense in getting yourself all worked up like that.
But if they find him, what will they do?
Well, I ain't rightly sure. Of course, the boy running away like he did, that won't help his case any.
Oh, if only I could see him, talk to him. I know he'd tell me the truth.
Yeah, I reckon it. What the?
Oh, a masked man.
Please don't be alarmed. I wanted to talk with you about Russ Bailey.
What do you know about Russ?
Not very much, Mr. Lawrence. But I think I can prove that he didn't kill his father.
Oh, you mean you know who did?
I think I do. But it may be difficult to prove.
Wouldn't it be a good idea for you to identify yourself first?
I can do that to your satisfaction if it becomes necessary, but...
Listen. There's someone riding up to the house.
I'll step back here. Please don't mention my being here until I finish what I wanted to tell you.
Jeannie, be careful what you say. It might be the sheriff after the masked man. He's probably got us covered from the next room. Come in!
Where's the masked man? Where's the Lone Ranger? What? I've got to find him in a hurry.
The Lone Ranger?
What's wrong, Dan?
I got here as fast as I could, sir. It's the sheriff's men. They found our camp and captured Russ Bailey. Oh.
What did they do?
They said they were going to take him to town, to jail.
Lawrence, we've got to get there in time to stop that crowd from taking the law in their own hands.
But how can we stop him? Everyone knows that the kid has a hot temper. Everyone believes that he did kill Cash Bailey.
I don't believe it. With your help, perhaps we can prove who the real killer is.
Oh, Dad, please go along with the Lone Ranger. Do something, anything, to stop that crowd from...
Come on, Lawrence. I'll tell you what I have in mind while you saddle a horse.
Let's go.
As far as the sheriff was concerned, every scrap of evidence in the killing of Cash Bailey pointed to the man's son.
Now, Russ, I want some straight talk from you.
I've got nothing to lie about you.
Everybody knows you tried to borrow a considerable sum of money from your dad, and that he turned you down.
You're barking up the wrong tree. My father had just been to the bank. Maybe he drew out some money. Maybe he was killed because he was packing a bankroll.
That's out, my boy. I've already checked that possibility with Mr.
Allen. He didn't draw out any money, Russ. Only reason he came into the bank was, like I told you before, to see if I wanted to put up the money for you to buy Lawrence's place.
Oh, here comes Lawrence now. Howdy, Jim.
Sheriff, I want to talk to you alone.
Oh, what about?
First, you lock that boy up, you hear? And leave someone here to guard him.
Oh, what's the idea?
And get this jailhouse cleared out. Send these people home and come with me. I've run onto something that will probably answer all the questions you've been asking.
It was nearly midnight when banker Clem Allen unlocked the door of his library at home and entered the room. As the man lighted the oil lamp on the table, a quiet voice spoke from the corner of the room.
Allen, I want to talk with you.
What?
Sit down at
what?
Your desk.
Masked? Who are you?
Sit down. I happen to be one of the men who knows the murderer of Cash Bailey.
What? What are you talking about? Everybody knows who killed Bailey. Everybody knows it was...
Everybody thinks it was Russ Bailey, with the exception of two men who know the truth.
Why... What two men?
As I said, I'm one of them. You're the other one, Allen.
You... You're talking crazy.
What did you do with the money Bailey turned over to you? The money he wanted you to loan to Russ?
Now listen here, outlaw. You can't talk to me like that.
I can and I will. What did you do with the $35,000 Cash Bailey gave you to turn over to his boy?
Now see here, Mr. Maskman. I'm not going to be insulted in my own...
If I can't talk to you, then perhaps I can talk to the sheriff. You might be interested enough to check up on certain things.
I don't care who you talk to. I'm not going to... what do you mean, certain things?
There was one slight incident which you couldn't foresee, Allen. It spoiled your perfect plan.
Yes?
You've told the sheriff and everyone else that Cash Bailey didn't draw out any money at the bank.
That's right, he didn't.
You're a liar, my murdering friend.
Why, you...
Shut up! He withdrew $35,000 from his account and left it with you. That's the only reason he told young Russ to go and see you, because he wanted the boy to get the money from the bank instead of from his father.
Nonsense.
So happens I can prove what I say.
More nonsense.
When Cash Bailey left your bank, he was feeling pretty good over the prospect of his son marrying Jeannie Lawrence and settling on the Broken Arrow Ranch. He felt so good about it, he tried to buy the girl a wedding gift.
What? What do you mean?
There was a boy in front of your bank. A youngster named Dan Reed. Very good friend of mine.
So?
Dan happens to own a very beautiful white horse. He was just dismounting at the hitch rail when Cash Bailey came out of the bank.
Oh, Victor, steady, boy. Easy, fellas.
Hey, that's a real horse you got there, young fella. You care to sell him?
No, sir. I wouldn't think of it.
No? Give you $50 for him, cash.
No, sir. I wouldn't take $100 for Victor. Nor $200. Nor any amount.
Any amount could be a pile of money, son.
I know it. But this horse isn't for sale at any price.
How'd you like to take $500 right now for the outfit? Saddle, bridle, and horse. Cash money.
Now look, mister. I don't know who you are, nor why you're so determined to buy my horse. But I'll tell you this. All the money in the world wouldn't buy him. Is that clear?
Hey, you're a spunky young rooster. Well, the reason I want him, it's for a wedding present, see?
Oh.
Nobody around here knows it yet, but my boy's getting married real soon, I expect. And I want that white horse for the bride, a wedding present, see?
Uh-huh.
And if you were thinking I ain't got the money to buy him... Here, reckon you can read figures. There's my bank book with my name on it. Name's Cash Bailey, and I pay cash for everything.
Yeah, I see. You could afford to, I guess.
Now you want to talk business?
No, sir. My horse is not for sale at any price, even though I'd like to help you.
Perhaps you can tell me why Cash Bailey wanted to buy Jeannie a wedding present. He must have been certain that you were going to lend Russ the money to buy the ranch.
I'll see here, Maskman.
He was certain, because he'd arranged a loan with you. He'd made sure by drawing the money out of his own account for you to turn over to Russ when he came in.
That'd be mighty hard to prove.
No. And Dan Reed told Bailey he didn't have enough money to buy the white horse. Bailey's pride was offended. He showed the boy his bank book. And Dan Reed saw that there had been $35,000 withdrawn from Bailey's account that same day.
Who is going to prove that?
I know what you're thinking. Because you were smart enough to get Bailey's bank book after you killed him. And you destroyed it.
Something else to prove.
Well, I'm going to the sheriff and tell him what I know. He might find a way of proving it.
Oh, wait.
Well?
I keep a little money in my desk. Maybe you'd be interested in forgetting what you know for a price.
Keep talking.
Yeah, sure. I've got some cash here, and I've got a six gun, too. Now.
Going to see that I don't talk, huh?
It'll be easy enough to tell the sheriff I found you here. A masked outlaw going through my desk. Naturally, I killed you in self-defense.
Go on, killer. You can hang only once.
Yes, that's right. And you're only going to die once. Right now. What the...
I took the liberty of unloading your gun while I waited for you, Alan. Have you heard enough, Sheriff?
Sheriff!
You've heard of plenty, I reckon. Alan, you murdering coyote.
Why, he'd have let young Russ hang for that killing. No one would ever have known the difference if it hadn't been for the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger? You mean...
You thought you were dealing with an outlaw who wanted part of that $35,000, eh?
Let's go, Alan. Oh. I'm anxious to let young Russ Bailey out of jail and to put you in his place.
I'm still there. Hello.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.